Thank you for joining today's podcast on SOA and our new announcements. I'm Michael LeBeau. I have the pleasure to lead our services aspects on SOA. From our standpoint, we have a deep and broad breadth of services at your disposal to use when you see fit. Also on the line with me is Marie Week, who is the Vice President and Head of our Application Infrastructure Services. And so between the two of us, we hope to spend the next few moments kind of giving you an update on our services portfolio, the things we do to help clients get to an SOA. And when we say that, you know, the question that I get asked most often is, how do I start? Where do I start? When do I start? And these are all good questions, and typically they're under this notion of governance. And for CIOs, the critical issue is absolutely, how do I standardize and fund and operationalize and organize for SOA and succeed? But bottom line, succeed with the greatest speed and least amount of risk. And so what we've been doing through our thousands of implementations and engagements with clients worldwide is codifying, capturing our experiences into methods and techniques and tools and skills that help to facilitate this process and expedite your ability to be successful, which at the end of the day, I think is all in our mutual interest. So with that, I just wanted to give you a quick update about our overall services portfolio. We do believe that there are many different ways to get into SOA, and as IBM is now saying, there's five key entry points. And so, as you start to consider this approach, governance, our recent announcement on governance includes kind of the methods and techniques for how you would pull together the right folks with the right tools and the right approach to get started. And that governance focus we can help you with. It only takes a short amount of time. Typically, we engage on a short workshop, which is the duration. It's dependent on the scope of the issues that you're faced with. But what we're looking to do is define an area of the business and a framework from which to have a set of discussions with the business. And our aim is to, as I said, reduce the risk by defining an area of opportunity that has low risk and high reward back to the business. And by bringing the business to the table and creating that alignment, we achieve a greater likelihood of showing something to the business within a span of 3 months or less. And so timing is critical. We all know the pressures that everyone is under, both from a financial standpoint as well as a time to market. And so the quicker we can show success to the business, the faster we can then lay out an overall plan of action, kind of an end state vision of what SOA means to your business and what it ultimately helps your business redefine itself to in the future. And I think that's critical. SOA is not just an enabling technology. It's a new way to think or orient your business. And so our techniques from business design through business enablement to service design and implementation and management will help to build out what is essentially a service integration layer within your environment to help speed the flow of information from one end of your enterprise to another or out to your business partners, your suppliers, your customers. And that's critical. Now, how do you pay for this? Part of our portfolio focus is to look at the application, your application environment, and focus on how many applications do you have, how are they aligned to your existing business framework, where is there overlap, where are the gaps. So So where are there opportunities to cleanse and restructure your existing application portfolio? Because as we do that, we seek to reduce your costs. And with one large company that we recently engaged with, we found that they had 500 applications in their environment, but only a requirement for 143 once we cleansed and restructured. So that's a significant cut in the number of applications, but more importantly, it's a significant cut in the spending or investment required to maintain that portfolio. So here we were able to look at an opportunity to build out the service integration layer as well as restructure, cleanse, sunset, and renew their application portfolio to support the business. Now underneath this, and the critical underpinning for everything we do, is the infrastructure. As you start to build up a registry of business services that are being reused across your organization, and this is the ultimate goal, I think, of service orientation, the amount of traffic, messaging traffic, that will hit your systems is pretty dramatic. And so we are announcing a set of new services around how you assess your infrastructure. And what I'd like to do is introduce Marie to talk about that, because I think this is one of the key opportunities in order to think through the performance, security, and management characteristics of your SOA. Marie?
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, we're very excited about the prospects that service-oriented architectures present to the business. And as you said, it's very critical to link the business and the IT together. But as customers are looking at the flexibility and innovation that the business needs today, they're also looking at what changes are necessary in their IT infrastructure to enable that fast flow of service information and the connection between those services, as well as the modernization of their existing systems and applications. So we've really tried to take a very practical approach to how we can help customers, and we're aligning our services and infrastructure to those five new entry points that you've seen in the launch about how the infrastructure can help deliver that value. And in particular, we're looking at readiness assessments, which enable you to look at the current state of your environment and how prepared you are to deal with both the traffic and the implications of now a distributed connection between the services. We also have design and implementation services that then allow you to implement some of both the new products that IBM is introducing, but also extend and test the resources that you have in your environment today. And then, most importantly, how do you manage those so that you can get continuous improvement, so that you can highlight trouble areas that potentially may develop, and so you can also look at the governance of the environment. And one of the ways that we're actually doing that, just as an example with a large insurer, is providing both the readiness assessment and migration. As they assess their own environment, they decided to move from a .NET environment to a Java-oriented WebSphere environment for their infrastructure around service-oriented architectures, and really needed to deliver a whole center of excellence methodology to the rest of their organization to help enable this transition and to pick the point projects that could make that successful and demonstrate the value back to the business. And that is something that we're also replicating. So across the board, we are providing support for the readiness assessment. We're providing a new systems management design for SOA that actually links to Tivoli's security and service management strategies, which again, think about your IT as a critical element of your business process, just as you would think about the other key business processes. Your development and management of your infrastructure in a service-oriented environment is one of the key processes that you have to differentiate yourself, and how do you actually use that and also do performance management testing and even maintenance of your organization in that regard. So we're supporting the new product areas in terms of design and implementation, but we're also taking a life cycle approach that includes readiness and management and governance across that. And we obviously have a very deep bench of skills across the organization, but part of the announcement that we've made today is to deliver training for all of the additional 90,000 service practitioners and professionals in this area regarding the entry points and how we can help accelerate the value that you see from service-oriented architectures on a project-based approach. So while we can do full-scale transformational engagements as well as short-term readiness assessments, we can also do project-based approaches that really take those entry points that are based on the success we've seen with over 1,800 customers to date. So that's a high-level summary, and with that, I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Marie. So I think what you hopefully see is that our commitment to serving your needs, be it at the business design level, the SOA integration layer level, if you will, the application portfolio level, or at the infrastructure, that our commitment to building out these services, harvesting best practices, building out the techniques that are required end-to-end to ensure a smooth transition to an SOA, to ensure a speed at which the organization can realize significant value from those investments. And I think that's really the critical point, is that we don't have the luxury of time here. And so by leveraging the experiences of other clients in your industry, other clients, in any geographic area in the world, we've tried to streamline this, and we are, if you've been following our progress for the last couple of years, and some of you have, we continue to announce specific service offerings, improve these services. We learn from the services, engagements, with our clients, and we have a commitment across the organization to build those skills, the techniques, methods, capabilities, and various offerings to help ensure that you are successful. And we hope that if you're not already using us in some capacity, that you'll consider that, and you'll contact your IBM rep or through any channel and let us know how we can help you succeed in service-oriented architecture. It's a big game changer for your business, and it's something that the clients that we've seen pick it up have realized significant business value in a fairly short term, and so we can absolutely help you realize the same. Marie, anything else?
No, I think that about sums it up. We'll start where you are and help you get to where you need to go.
That's a great summary. Okay, terrific. Thank you for listening.